Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, November 28th, 2011. I hope that everyone had a great Thanksgiving. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by a pledge of allegiance, which will be led by Commissioner Arnold.
If you don't mind, please bow your heads. Lord, we come before you asking that you give us your divine wisdom. We know that we are in the festive time of the year, but we want to make sure that you keep us focused on the reason for the season. Lord, we ask that you not only give us your divine wisdom, each and every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those families that have loved ones away on foreign land, fighting for our freedom. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And before we get started, let me announce that at 5:30 p.m. this evening at the Agricultural Extension Office Auditorium across the street in Courthouse Annex 1, there will be a public hearing for community input into the allocation of round 2.2 Ike disaster funding and how we've chosen to spend that money, which is basically on beach dune restoration and public health facilities. And so, of course, every one member of the public is invited to that public hearing should they so desire to be heard. Moving on to purchasing, agenda item A is to approve specifications for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County. Item B is to receive and file bids for the Drainage District 6 Pipeline Replacement Project for materials. Item C is to award DD6 Pipeline Replacement for Kinder Morgan Construction to Boots Smith Oilfield Services LLC in the amount of $1,468,535. That is a Texas Department of Rural Affairs funded project that will bury a pipeline deeper so that the construction of the Needmore Diversion Channel, which is one of the main drainage projects that going on in the county, can be completed. Item D is to rescind an award of a lease for hangar number. Did you want to table that? Okay, we'll table item D. Item E is to consider and possibly approve grant administration master list in accordance. Well, I'm going to take that one separately. Item F is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a contract for the Boondock Neighborhood Waterline Access with Williamson Construction in Jefferson County in the amount of $971,415. That is another Ike Round 1 disaster-funded project by the Texas Department of Rural Affairs. Item G is to approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of morgue transport for Jefferson County for the period December 1st, 2011. To November 30th, 2012, and that original contract had a cross increase in the fourth year of the contract to $250 per trip. Item H is to amend the term contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County to include service and storage for Precinct 3 Service Center in the amount of $1,500 for the term of the contract. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion?
I just want to question them. F, Deb, are we going out for bids for these different various proposals that coming from the grant? I just want to make sure. Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Took item E separately because this is a grant administration master list that we can use on all community development block grant projects. However, the Texas General Land Office for the community development block grants that will come from Ike Round 2.2 says that we're to submit three grant administrators. So I need to have three for the GLO purposes and four for the master list.
Judge, I would make a recommendation that we go with Griffin and Associates, David Waxman, and URS. Those are all as local in our nine-county region that we have. That's one of the ways I would go.
Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Item A under County Commissioners regarding burn ban can be tabled. Item B is to receive and file amendment number one to the management agreement between Jefferson County and SMG. Item C is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute the Department of the Army permit regarding the construction work for the port security facility at Sabine Pass. Item D is to receive and file the Department of the Army permit regarding the construction work for the port security facility at Sabine Pass. Item E is to consider and possibly approve an abatement agreement between Praxair Inc. and Jefferson County to expand its hydrogen and steam production complex. Item F is to consider and possibly approve the reappointment of LaVon Jones and Larry Landry to the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 Board of Commissioners for a two-year term. I believe we have Mr. Landry here with us today. Thank you for being here. Item G is to consider authorizing county judge to execute. We'll take that one separately. Item H is to consider and possibly approve an amendment to the Justice of the Peace proof, and we'll table that until next week when we have the complete maps. Item I is to consider and approve a revised intergovernmental agreement with the City of Beaumont for the distribution of 2009 Port Security Grant Funds. Mr. Swain, and on behalf of Jefferson County, acts as fiduciary agent for the distribution of these funds to all the local governmental entities. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving back to item G. Consider authorizing county judge to execute a resolution and grant application to the Texas Historical Commission for round 7 of the Courthouse Preservation Program, about which we had a workshop this morning. Do I have a motion on that item? All right, and we will proceed on to items under County Auditor. Item A is regular county bills, check numbers 360733 through 361009. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on those payment items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under maintenance, item A is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Mr. Charles Chuck Moon for 19 years and 10 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County Maintenance Department and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal.
He's another good looking guy.
But you know what, Judge, I'm glad you said the name Chuck in there.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chuck, would you like to come up to the podium, please, sir?
Chuck, because Chuck. I sure didn't know Charles.
Chuck Moon, yes. All thing I can tell you is thank Jefferson County for the job, the people that hired me. It's been, excuse me, an honor and a privilege to work with Jefferson County. Like I say, I wish Jefferson County, everybody here, the best, you know. And it's been wonderful for me. All the people I know, the people I've worked with, it's been really great. Like I say, the best to everybody. And thank y'all also very much for everything.
Thank you. I believe Commissioner Alford has something he'd like to read.
He changed my name. That's twice now. I forgave you a while ago. But you know, hey. Didn't I call you Judge Griffith one time? Well, since this morning right after lunch, I had a chance to visit with Chuck out in the hall. And I was asking him, I said, what are you going to do, you know, after all this? And he said, you know, I don't know. He said, first 2 weeks, I know I've got a list of things, but after that, I'm not sure. He said, I might be, do you change my tenant? I said, well, you can change up until whatever time we read this resolution today. So I'm going to ask you one more time, Chuck, are you sure this is what decision you want to make today?
I'm not sure, but like I say, Commissioner, let me
all
tell
right,
you.
All right, then I rescind my vote. I said, no, we can't lose him.
Time moves on, sir. You know how it is.
Money is time, and time is money.
Yes, sir. For sure. Yes, sir.
Thank God for our good retirement plan. He said, that's what's happened. You know, he's been able to sock it back, and now it would cost him money not to retire. That's a pretty good deal, huh?
It's hard, Commissioner, to leave here, really.
So all of you out there that don't have that 20, 30 years, think about that.
Yes, sir.
Sock it away while you can.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, it's my honor and privilege today to read your resolution. Be it remembered at this meeting of Commissioner's Court held on the 28th day of November, 2011, motion made by, who got the motion? Did I? Okay, even though I was called Alfred Arnold got it. Okay, we got to clarify that. And then the second by Senegal. Whereas Charles Chuck M. Moon has devoted 19 years and 10 months of his life to the service of Jefferson County, and whereas Charles M. Moon began his career as a night maintenance attendant with Jefferson County Maintenance Department, whereas due to his performance and his abilities, Charles M. Moon is transferred to utility maintenance worker within Jefferson County Maintenance Department, and whereas known as for his service to Jefferson County, Charles M. Moon served on the emergency response team as a first responder during emergencies and or disasters related events here at the Jefferson County Courthouse. And whereas all throughout his career, Charles M. Moon has demonstrated special talents, exceptional work ethics, and has maintained a positive attitude throughout his career with Jefferson County Maintenance Department. Whereas known for his service to our country, the United States of America, Charles M. Moon served in the United States Navy and was a member of the United States Naval Reserve in Orange, Texas for 24 years. Whereas known for his friendliness, good nature, and kindness, Charles M. Moon won the respect of his colleagues, elected officials, and other county employees. Whereas after his distinguished career, Charles M. Moon will truly be missed, and he has chosen to embark upon a much-deserved retirement. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Charles M. Moon for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wish him well on his retirement, signed by Jeff Brannick, Judge Jeff Brannick, and all four commissioners. Well, we'll definitely miss you, Chuck. You've been every time I come in this courthouse, if he's out there, he's always greeted with a big smile and a positive attitude. And folks, that goes miles without saying that helps everybody else feel good about why they're here and what they're doing.
Absolutely.
So thank you for your service. Thank you.
And thank you all so very much.
And before you leave, we got one more thing for you here. Got to present you with an authentic Texas flag flown over the county courthouse on this day, right?
On this day?
You probably helped put it up.
The last time. Also, Chuck, I went by McDonald's and they said you get free coffee from now. You and Freddie.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
It's been a privilege.
Commissioner, you said something about the funness of him and about the humor and the good wit about him. That's something that you keep with you forever, because it is something that you befriend a lot of people, and it's something that we praise you and wish you well on your retirement.
And in honor of your retirement, HEB has donated some cakes and punch immediately after Commissioner's Court will have.
Judge, as much money as I spend HEB, I don't think they're going to donate anything.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it. Thank y'all so very much.
And we are appreciative to HEB.
Anybody here, family, or did you want to introduce?
No, nobody me. Right
nobody now, but you. Nobody. Okay.
Right. Just me. I'll take care of myself. No, I got family. Yes.
Okay.
Thank y'all, commissioners. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
Under risk management, item A is to consider and possibly approve renewal of the EAP Employee Assistance Program with Interface EAP at a flat renewal program cost of $1.65 per employee per month. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Funches, would you like to come up to the foyer? I mean, to the podium, please. I got a letter last week from the Texas Association of Counties, and it says, Dear Judge Brannick, enclosed please find an award certificate for Honorable Tim Funches, Chief Investment Officer. Recently, Tim, along with 24 other Texas County officials and staff, successfully completed the requirements of the certification as a County Investment Officer. This credential is awarded by the Texas Association of Counties to an elite group of county officials and staff who demonstrate both personal commitment to excellence in public service and mastery of the laws that govern the investment of public funds in the state of Texas. And here's where it gets interesting. We know it will mean a lot to Tim for you to present the enclosed certificate to her on behalf of Jefferson County. So, on behalf of Jefferson County, I want to congratulate you on completing this training and joining this elite group, and I'd like to present you with your certificate if you'd like to come get it.
Thank you, Judge.
Any other members of the court that have any matters of public interest?
Excuse me. For clarification on item E, I'm sorry to go back, under the commissioners for the grant administration master list, you had mentioned that only three was required for the GLO, but
yeah.
Are we approving all four of them for any other, as far as the grant administration master list go? Right. For GLO. Okay, so these.
But this is also, it was also supposed to be for the adoption of regular
non-disaster
CDBG.
And that's what I'm asking.
And
so
I understood it to be that we were
all four are
approving
approved.
Those all four to be added to the grant administration master list, but
right.
Only three to be submitted
for
the, to the GLO.
For the GLO.
As stated
okay.
By Commissioner.
That's Alford. What I wanted clarification on. Thank you.
Anything else?
The table, and that is, I don't think Mr. Rugg is here, but I think his son and that Kelly Bulldog team from Beaumont, Texas is in the state playoff, and Patrick is shaking his head well. And I think that Commissioner Weaver and myself, we kind of balled out this weekend. and that leave Memorial. I leave Memorial in the playoffs. So
Reliance Stadium, 1 o'clock Saturday.
Oh, look at that! You already know.
Well, nonetheless, Nederland and Ozan had a great run.
A lot of talent riding.
All right. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you.